Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Good morning.
I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky.
You are too.
Because you're here with us.
That's right.
Or we're here with you.
Amen.
Ooh. Okay, here's the deal. I had a life-changing experience yesterday.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Do I know about this life-changing experience?
No, you don't. It was through an assignment.
Okay.
And I want to share it with everyone because if it affects anyone the way it affected me, then we are putting goodness out into the world.
I like that.
I was assigned to write 50 things that I love about myself.
Wow. You know, that reminds me of you having me do a gratitude journal for a year and me getting and not repeating anything. So 5 things a day and not repeating anything for a year. And when I went back to look at it, there was nothing in there about myself.
Oh, wow.
And it shocked me.
I know. The things that came out of me shocked me. Shocked me. In fact, I kind of want to go grab the paper just so that I can share it with all of you. Because the things that came out of me, things that I didn't think that I really liked about myself, the more that I started writing them down, I realized why I did it. Now, I really took time and did this with intention. And it started out, you know,
I think most of us could come up with 2 or 3 things, maybe 3 or 4 things. And then you have to be very intentional, very searching. I would have to be very searching. And there's a lot that I love about myself now. Because of the growth that I've had, because of where I've come, like the reverse gap. However, I still don't know. Like, I want to do this exercise now.
I'm telling you, Jason, it changed the way I saw myself. And then I realized that our self-image is created by us. We create our self-image, which, I mean, that's such an obvious statement, right?
Well, it sounds obvious when you say it out loud.
It sounds obvious. However, it feels sometimes, I mean, okay, I'm trying to think of an example.
How often do we look in the mirror, though, and we're like, I don't like this. I feel like I'm aging. I wish I weighed a little less. All these things where we look at our imperfections.
Yes.
And we don't see them as perfectly imperfect.
Like, here's an example. I happen to write, I love my energy. Now, I've realized my energy has become a little sensitive. And I sometimes can go to the dark side pretty easily. And recently, like my sister has said, you know, I'm tired of you bringing such dark energy to this family. And it really stuck with me. It really stuck with me.
And then you get to ruminate on it.
And I have ruminated on that. However, when I started writing about it, I love my energy. And the more that I wrote about it, the more that I loved it.
It's so funny. It's a compounding effect. And oftentimes, if we're looking in the mirror and saying, gosh, I've got an extra love handle, or I wish that I didn't have that wrinkle, we start focusing on those imperfections and it magnifies them. And when we do an exercise like what you're talking about, it's intentionally putting the magnifier on what we love, which allows us to really change the chemicals that are going on in our body, change our physiology, because love is the highest vibration to live in.
It is.
And then it creates more of it. And now you show up differently in the world, which allows you to serve from a full overflowing cup.
Once I got to about 30, I had to stop and count. I was like, okay, I think I've gotten to 50. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm only at 30.
I've got more work to do.
I'm only at 30. I got to keep going. And then I had another breakthrough. Once I hit 30, then I got into this, like you said, it's almost like these new chemicals started releasing in my brain. And I went to even a deeper level and I started finding more and more things about myself, about how I love the way I have compassion and I can jump into other people's feelings and I can, I mean, it just was so crazy. Crazy.
It sounds like what you're saying is what you look for is what you're going to find.
That's true. That is true in yourself.
Yeah.
In yourself.
And in the world.
And the fact that I am a reflection of the greater world. I am a reflection of the world. So what I see in myself is really what I see all around.
And also what you've trained yourself to see. And this is training yourself to say, what do I love about me? Because so often we're saying what I want to fix or what might be wrong with the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not putting the magnifier on what's great and what's amazing.
Right.
And if we're magnifying the cracks, then we might fall in the crack. If we magnify what's great, the monuments, the peaks, then
we
might find ourselves on the peak
and yes.
in those highest possible elevations of life.
Oh, it was such a wonderful experience. So if you have a chance today, grab a piece of paper and just start with number one, what I love about me. And then say, number one, I love, and then just start writing and see what comes out. And try not to make it a short sentence. I mean, you might have a few where you say, I love my eyes, but then try to elaborate a little bit.
Yeah, kind of like an intentional appreciation letter or an intentional thank you. Because
yes.
Like, thank you so much for opening the door for me. It helped me do this. It helped me be able to carry the bags in without being obstructed. Like, intentional and specific.
Yes. Let's take my eyes for an example. I have reached that age where I
need readers.
Wear my reader glasses.
Need some reader cheaters.
And I try so hard to not complain about this, but there are times in the middle of the night when I just want to look at my phone and...
Or we're out to eat and we want to look at a menu.
And it's dark and it feels like the menu is very, very small.
Why does the menu keep getting smaller and blurrier?
And my arm is very, very short. And for some reason, I have to dig in my purse for my glasses, which then...
are smudged and scratched.
Yeah, they smell like perfume and double mint gum. When I was little, my mom, she would always give me something in her purse. And I'm
always
like...
always smelled like double mint?
Yes. Anyway. And for some reason, when she would give me double mint, it would taste like dirt and perfume.
It tastes like foundation.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, mom. And then her Kleenex. She would always pull out a Kleenex, which would always...
I always felt like whenever I got a Kleenex out of my mom's purse or my grandma's purse, it was already used.
It had been used and it was crumbled up. And I'm like, why is this in there?
Don't focus on the booger in it. Focus on the clean Kleenex around it.
Yeah, and why would you keep it after you use it?
Where else are you going to put it?
But you know what? I love that about my mom.
I think all moms do that.
Because in our gratitude thing that we're doing, 50 things that I love about me, I actually put in there, I love the parents that I have. I love the parents that I have and how they raised me. And I love the challenges that I've had in our relationships because it has become part of my spiritual curriculum in this world.
Oh, wow.
And I have grown so much from learning from them.
Yeah, that's big. Because so often we have something in our family that's like, I wish this was better. But, and we focus on the wishing something would change and wishing something was better instead of being grateful for the fact that it allows room for growth and mm-hmm. room for like what it does for you individually as a person, whether it's creating resilience, creating empathy or compassion, all these things.
And so back to my eyes, you know, I started out by saying, I love my eyes. And then I elaborated on that and I said, because, and I didn't go into how they're starting to get a little bit at that age where they need readers. I didn't go there. What I did was I said, because I love the color and I love the way they have seen the world and let me experience such wonderful nature and beauty and my husband exactly
and smile on Tater.
Yes. And I started, you know, naming things that my eyes have allowed me to see color. I'm an artist. I love to see color and paint and anything with texture and fabric just lights me up. Anything with bling and sparkle.
And we have five senses about ourselves, right? So you would think that you could come up with 50 things relatively easy. And I hope I'm not giving away a secret to like a quick cheat code. But with five senses, that's really only 10 things per sense to come up with that you're grateful for.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. See, I didn't think of that yesterday. I will say that for me, almost all of my, actually the first, I don't know how many, were about the way I feel. I tend to feel life. That seems to be my primary mode of how I experience the world is through my feelings and the way I feel. And that seems to be where I go. You know how some people taste things. They talk about food all the time. They talk about...
Yeah, it's kind of like it goes into the how do I learn? Am I a kinesthetic learner?
Yes.
Am I an auditory learner? And am I a visual learner? Like, so someone might be out there going, I'm so thankful for the way I, for my
the
ears
aromas.
And being able to hear, or the aromas, or my,
the
sense,
smell
of
the
my
flowers.
Sense of touch, because
yes.
I can feel life happening for me.
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's powerful. I got goosebumps just thinking about this exercise.
Yes, 50 things you love about yourself. 50 things I love about me. And I guarantee you will learn something new about yourself and you might have a few aha moments. I would love to hear about
and
them.
And you can't help but have a different energy about yourself when
totally.
You come up. When
I mean,
you come up with it. And you also have an evidence list for those days when you feel crappy, because crappy days happen.
I actually made a few phone calls that I was avoiding to make. I'm like, wow, I would not have made those phone calls if I would not have made that list.
When you love yourself, this goes straight into living lucky.
Mm-hmm.
When we believe in ourselves and love ourselves fully and know mm-hmm. that we are doing what we can with what we have from where we are to the best of our ability. It allows us to show up differently.
Yep.
Because we stop beating ourselves up and start loving ourselves fully.
All right. Have a great day and love yourself. Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.